This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
G&D on the fan. Linnell is in for GPA special. Greetings, salutations, and hello to our folks down in the greater Richmond area. Hi.
What's up, Richmond?
We were not talking about you guys the first hour, as far as you know.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Always glad to have you guys on board the good ship GND. Be with you until, I believe, 6:15 this evening. No, 6:30, because the Nats are on the West Coast. They play a night game.
Full show.
One of those full-fledged shows.
Yeah.
I always have to remember what's happening 6 o'clock hour. On your toes, right? Because sometimes it's early. Sometimes it's later stuff. I think our boy Toby's doing overtime after we're done here tonight. So it's always sometimes 6:15. Sometimes the team starts at 7, so we go till 6:30. Sometimes it's 6:45. Other times there's a Caps game. Every other show just has 4 hours and they have to go home. And they don't remember anything else.
That's it.
For us, that extra little bit of dangle time. They're on the end. So I've been teasing this throughout, and I'm going to give it to you now. Here's the deal. Every single year, Linnell, every year. Well, let me pause and back up. More preamble. If you guys have gotten to know me over the years, I appreciate that, right? If you're familiar with any of my quirks, my idiosyncrasies, my weird things, my proclivities, etc., it means a lot.
Yeah.
It's always funny when I meet somebody in public or, you know, get recognized, which is very rare. I know it happens to you all the time.
I knew you were about to go
back
to
that. You said it. I did. What was the exact quote? Everybody knows who I am, and I'm a big swing. Is that what you said?
That's not at all what I
said. No. It's like I'm the most important person. In my universe, I think is how you said it. Anyway, point of the dude's story is, when anybody knows anything about you, it's like it means the world. It's like it's so flattering that you remembered anything I said. It makes the whole thing kind of worthwhile. So people make a joke about something that I've said or done or whatever, and it's awesome. So if you know anything about me, one of my least favorite things is to be what I'm being right now, is to be a fraud. Is to be the front runner. I can't stand it when we'll have like a guest on or somebody, a conversation comes up and it's like, what do you think of the UFC? I don't know anyone in the UFC.
I don't watch it.
I don't watch it. I don't like it. I don't care for it. I used to love it. In high school, me and my boys got the pay-per-views. I watched Royce Gracie and Tank Abbott and everybody under the sun, bare knuckle box till someone passed out or worse, right? It's not for me. So when I've got to like interview somebody, it's like, tell me, so the latest at 135, what's going on in the flyweight? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I hate being a fraud. I hate sort of coming in at the end being like, hey, what's everyone talking about? Right? I can't stand that feeling. And I can't stand when other people do it. And I see it. One of my gripes with golf is people won't watch golf. And then they're like, "Come on, Johnny, on the fourth hole on Sunday of the Masters." You don't know. You don't. You're Johnny's not your friend,
right?
You just show up and tell me that you care about Johnny because he's two strokes off the lead, whatever. But I can't help it. Every year, I get into the Women's College Softball World Series,
and you didn't watch it all year long. How many conference tournament games did you watch?
Zero. See? Actually, a couple. Let's touch you a couple.
Okay,
a couple this time. Because I found somebody that I was fascinated by.
Okay.
This girl who went to Stanford, who got a milli in NIL, allegedly, to go to Arkansas and have the single greatest offensive season anyone's ever had. Had Arkansas a couple outs away from advancing to the College World Series. They got upset by Ole Miss, the only unranked team in the College World Series this year.
He's been following.
I follow her. I want to see her at bats. They basically said, not you. Just ball, 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 hit by pitch, ball, ball, ball. Yeah. Gave her no shot. The one shot she had a game-winning home run, and it was a nuke.
Wow.
Had 30 bombs this year, hit just under 500, is like the greatest offensive season in college softball history. But I watch it every year. I don't know why exactly, but it's something I'm very into. So the storylines, I don't know who used to coach where and what players transferred ever, but I always kind of find the stuff I'm into. For example, Tennessee has a pitcher. I think I got her name right. Carlin Pickens throws 80.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again. She throws 80, not overhand, underhand. They start at 40-something feet.
That's crazy. They jump
forward to get to the end of that circle. That's on you like this. It's the equivalent of a buck 10 in a major league fastball. She throws vapor. There it is. Whoever's got to go up against that, I don't care how good you are. You got to deal with that.
Yeah.
You might beat it. You might beat her. That's going to be hard. That's 80 miles an hour.
Yes,
and her stuff is filthy. So I end up watching. I end up getting into it. I'm always find myself doing this tourist thing, but I really, really like it. And I can't explain why.
For you to compare to tourism is interesting. I'm like this with movies. And I think I've been very honest with you. You ask me questions all the time. Leno, have you seen it? What do I know?
The answer is no. You've
I
seen
always say
movies.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not a movie buff, but I'm honest with it. For me, it's crazy because it both kind of deals with baseball, softball, obviously two different sports. Let me not sound like an idiot. But for me, it's the Little League World Series. I love watching the Little League World Series. And it's always really cool and entertaining. I think ESPN does a really nice job with their presentation of the broadcast. Like, you'll find a feel-good story,
it's really
like
cool.
You said,
every time.
Where you'll latch on to a team that, you know, had to make a GoFundMe to even be able to make the trip and things of that nature. It's always cool. And then you find out, like, what stars in the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball formerly were in the Little League World Series when they were a kid. So that's kind of my thing that I get into year-round when it happens. I feel like everyone out there's got to have something like that. You can't act like there's too much, especially with sports, there's too much to consume year-round to act as if you follow everything for the entire season. Like, that's kind of it for me. Am I considered a fraud for the Little League World Series, though? I'm not watching the qualifiers.
See, you can't. It's not like you're like, you know who's got a great team this year? It's Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
They're all stars.
You pulled Reading, Pennsylvania.
Shout out to
Albright College.
Yeah,
I went to Albright College.
There we go. You went to Madeline Albright College?
You
went to Ethan Albright College? I didn't know that.
You and Grant do this. And
we
I watch
do that.
You do it, and I squint like I'm squinting at you.
It hurts. Yeah, it hurts. That's a bewildered face.
Ethan Albright, though, I do know who that is.
What color was his hair?
Red.
That's right.
Come on.
So Oklahoma in the Women's College Softball World Series has, I remember it's a bunch in a row, four straight natties.
Jeez.
Pretty amazing, right? And I think they've won six of the last nine of them. There's one canceled due to the old COVIDs. But it's in Oklahoma City, too, which I think is a bit of an advantage. It'd be like if Creighton made the College World Series every year because they're right there in Omaha, Nebraska, where they hold it. But that's either here or there. I'm not asking you guys to be fans or care about or get into it. So my question is, I thought this would be kind of fun. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I don't know how to describe it other than this, because I don't mean to diminish anybody or anything.
Yes. Okay? Well, you called us a fraud, Danny. You called us fraud.
No,
I hear what you're saying.
But that's what I am.
Yeah.
I'm a fraud. What's the random thing that nobody would expect that you get into? What sporting event? It can be 1 year, 2 years. So, for example, there are a couple other things. I generally despise golf on television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like golf discussion. I think every golf interview and every golf tournament discussion is stupid. So I'll do a quick impression of it. Radio host guy and then caller expert guy,
yeah.
Okay, or guest. What about Jason Day? Yeah, he's playing well. What about this guy? What about Patty Harrington? You know, his iron's striking the ball well. He's playing well. What about Rory? Playing well.
Same answer for everything.
End the interview. That's all it is. It's however many minutes of this guy might put, this guy could do it, this guy could do it, and no one has any idea, right? The whole thing is so stupid ever. It's the most overwrought, stupid crap. I love the Ryder Cup. I love it.
Why the Ryder Cup? Because of the format of it? And
United States of America.
Okay. You're a patriot.
You make a team,
yeah,
and it's us. Every hole matters. Let's go. Give me interviews about that one.
Yeah.
Talk about strategy with that one. But people don't. They don't do it the same way. It's a big deal, but they treat the Masters is a much bigger deal. You can get a pimento cheese sandwich.
For $6.
And you see the jacket is green. And it's Amen Corner. And here's me boring the hell out of everybody that's not a fan. But people watch it and they like it. Like, yeah, what you like, right? Like, oh, the PGA. Who's going to win it? Well, I don't know. One of the guys that gets hot. I mean, that's the end.
Yeah.
But I love the Ryder Cup. I even watched the other one, the one that's not the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup or the Geico President's Race. I can't remember what the name of the damn thing is. When you put golfers together as a team and it's us against other people, let's go. I'm all in.
You guys were talking about this last week when you referenced, like, you can't stand Draymond Green, but once he puts the red, white, blue on,
oh my God,
you're a fan.
I love it.
I love that about you, though. You're a patriot. Yes. I'm similar. You know what's like that for me? The World Cup. I'm not watching a minute of soccer throughout the year. I don't know any teams in the MLS outside of the DC United and the LA Galaxy, two big cities. I don't know, you know, the goalie for whatever team. Like, but when the World Cup comes around, I know this past World Cup season, these bars here in the Navy Yard were open 24/7. That piques my interest.
DC does incredibly well.
I love it. I think it's great. Yeah. And I think all of us, when it comes to the World Cup, there are a lot of soccer fans out there that, like, take their soccer very personally. Since we're on in Richmond, our guy, AWOD, the king of Richmond, loves his soccer. Hear him talk about soccer all the time.
Yep.
Me, I don't care about it at all, but I pretend to know it all. I turn into the fraud when it comes to the World Cup because mm-hmm. I'll tell people, you should bet on this team. You should bet on this team. It's kind of my thing, too, with that. Like, I don't really care about soccer, but in the World Cup, it's my cup of tea.
So, yeah, day in and day out, I don't watch the MLS. I have no interest. Yeah. I don't care.
There's another league too, CONCACAF or whatever it is.
Well, CONCACAF, that's international, U.S. Right. international stuff.
Okay.
I care about United States soccer.
Okay, yes.
Does that make sense? So I offer that distinction. But yeah, so any World Cup qualifiers I'm watching. I'm watching anything that's Team USA, pretty much. If you've got a sport that it says USA on the jersey, I'm in.
Yeah.
I watch that. I watch us versus them. All about that. So, but I'm with you on day-to-day soccer. I don't watch the Premier League. I'm not from Everton. I'm not from Brighton.
Yeah.
I've never been to Newcastle. You know what I mean? Like, I think everyone that does that is just a front-running fraud that just picked a team at random. That's not how teams should be picked. Here's how you should pick a team. Are they in your community representing you? That's your team.
Bingo.
I'm from Washington. I'm a Washington fan. If you've never been to Dallas, you're a jackass. And your chin-strap beard and flat-billed cap with the sticker still on it makes you look like a horse's ass in the eyes of others. You're a stupid person. Repent immediately and apologize for all the time you've wasted and being an antisocial troll. But back to this discussion.
My Lord.
But World Cup stuff, I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. The thing about yourself, do a little deep dive. Get inside your person. Put on your reflection trunks. Take a swim in Lake U. You wouldn't expect me to be a Women's College World Series mark, but I am in. Yeah. I love it. I watch it every year. I watch the regionals. I get involved in the stories. I find rooting interests. I want to see certain players. I am the thing I make fun of every year. I do it and I love it. What is the random sporting event or team or thing that you get in on that nobody would expect? 800-636-1067. Double play at 345. But your calls on the random sport that you dig. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've just been handed a very urgent communique. This is direct from corporate, Linnell.
Okay.
So you think you've got something going on.
Yeah.
When you get something like this from corporate,
yeah,
you stop what you're doing because there's a very, very important thing that corporate wants out there. It's Grant and Daniel, the fan. Linnell's in for GP. Okay?
Keep the main thing the main
thing. This is it. I didn't know this before. I know it now. Here is the deal. I'm going to grab the paper again. Okay.
I love that we have the stream now.
I'm just saying this is...
The stream's going to get gonna see real quick that... Okay, I won't.
Stream's going to see what?
They're not going to see anything.
What are they going to see?
You could call me a snitch if you wanted to.
They're seeing this?
They're seeing that.
This stream, you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan handed me this. If corporate Ryan Clary, he left his chair.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that.
Come on.
When the show is on... And Ryan leaves his chair, walks around, comes into our studio, and hands you something. That's what you're doing.
That's what you do.
That's what having a corporate, frankly, the mean ways to say corporate spy. But when you have this corporate representative standing in, looking over your shoulder, you do what he says. Here's what he told me. At 5:00 today, we're going to be giving away Post Malone tickets.
Ah.
He is with Jelly Roll. It's the Big Ass Stadium Tour, Monday, June 2nd, Northwest Stadium. We're giving those away at 5. Not now. At 5 p.m. I didn't know that. I know it now because Ryan handed me... Let me just grab it again.
Yeah.
Real quick. He handed me this. So now you know. 5 o'clock, that's Post Malone tickets.
That's a good giveaway.
That's a good giveaway.
It is. I love me some
that's
Post Malone.
That's a good giveaway. 800-636-1067. The preface here is every year I get into the Women's College World Series. I love it. I'm not a regular women's softball watcher over the course of the regular season, but when it gets to conference tournament times, I start to smell it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's sort of, you know, Major League Baseball season is entering kind of the dog days. I got NBA playoffs. I got, hockey as long as the Capitals are playing. Then the instant they're eliminated, hockey season is over at that point for me. I don't care about the golf. I think that's dumb. But for whatever reason, I hear that little siren call. I want to see all the spin stuff that these girls are putting on as they're jumping at you, throwing 90 from 6 feet away. I like the nukes. I like the run and slap. I like all of it. I'm in on women's college softball. And my question at 800-636-1067, what's the random sporting event, the unexpected thing, knowing yourself and your proclivities, that you find yourself getting into every year?
Can I ask you?
Yes, you can.
The broadcast that who normally is televising this?
ESPN.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Do they? Because I actually got to call some Howard women's softball over the past couple of months.
Oh, did you really? I didn't know that.
Did do some play-by-play for that. And the one thing that it was my first time doing softball that I loved and I thought was so cool is the chants in the dugout.
Mm.
And like the girls are girling and they're doing whatever pop song is hot at the time. Is that happening in the College World Series or no?
Yeah. So this
is ESPN giving you the
you can hear back enough the of okay, it. Man. Yeah. So they're not like, what are you guys saying? Are you doing some Bruno Mars? Like they're not there, but you can hear you. It's loud enough on the telecast.
Okay.
That you can hear it. The chanting is not old Fannie Mouillet's favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. That's not what I like. Now I like that there's enthusiasm. I'm excited. You're excited. That's good. I think we could support our team without chanting. You know what I mean? I think we could cheer for an individual person.
Is that just a softball thing, or is it a baseball thing too?
Yeah, you will not see a. Well, I don't say you won't.
Some base. I feel like it's a travel league baseball team thing because I remember.
I mean, as kids, like for example, my 7-year old has a game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to tell them, hey, support your teammates when it's their turn,
right?
You might see like, here we go, Connor. Here we go. Yeah. That's so they're learning.
Right.
So you might hear that. That's different than like so. We are a team, and this team is going to hit the ball. That's a no for me. That's a hard pass. That's a Jay Schrader screen right there. That's before your time, that reference. He had no touch on the football. 800-636-1067. Give me the random sport, random event, whatever that you're into that you wouldn't think. Let's go to Todd in Florida. Todd, what's up, man?
What's up, Todd?
Hey, what's going on? Well, it's Captain Todd.
Captain Todd. Oh, okay.
Do you guys have a history? Is that why he said that?
He's an overtime warrior.
Overtime warrior, that's right. I am the middle-aged in charge fan on the weekends and overtime.
There we go.
Danny, my girlfriend and I just got back from a weekend of Super Regionals in Tallahassee, Florida, my friends.
Stop it.
We are big-time softball fans. Big time. We go to the regionals, we go to the ACC championship, we go to the Super Regionals. We're talking about going to the World Series next year. We watch it on TV.
Do you have a dog in the fight or you just go?
Yeah. Yeah. So we lived in Tallahassee for 6 years. She has 2 degrees from Florida State.
Oh, there you go.
Seminole fans.
Okay.
And my childhood swim coach, his niece was a starting second baseman on Florida State for 5 years from Bethesda. So we're big fans there. So we go to the games, we watch them, we have our get ups and I love the chants. I know No Fun Rudy doesn't really love the chants.
It's not for me, Todd.
I love the chants.
I smell what you're cooking. If you're in, you're in. Appreciate you as always, Todd. Thanks, dude. So Florida State has gone to the Natty title game a couple of times. They got eliminated. They were hosting the Tallahassee Regional. Got themselves upset. I forget who got them, but somebody got them. I think maybe they won that and Texas Tech won in the Super Regional. It's neither here nor there, but they're always really, really good. I love that one. Give me Jeff in Annapolis, please. Random sporting event you get into.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got one for you. Horse racing, but not just the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. That's it. And I know nothing about horse racing, but I find myself every year, oh, we got to watch the Kentucky Derby. I don't know any horses. I don't know the jockeys, but it's just fun.
Okay. So I appreciate you, Jeff. Grant and I got in a huge argument about that one because that to me is the ultimate tourist
yes,
fraud front runner sport.
100%. It's for rich people.
Right? What?
It's for rich people.
What is?
The horse racing.
I think
the Preakness and all that. Like I see all the pictures on social media. They like treat it like the Met Gala. Like people want to put their best stuff
outfits,
on.
Whatever, yeah.
I mean, I
can't stand the whole thing. And it's like what I hate the most is it's like 28 hours before the race and it's like, all right, can do in the fourth race. His mother was good in the mud. Like, oh my god!
How do you provide analysis to this sport?
I hate all of it. I can't stand the talk around.
You were kind of annoyed by the golf analysis. A horse racing analysis actually gets me a little bit as well.
You mean the animal? How's the animal going to behave?
Yeah, you were bringing up the mother, like talking about genes and things of that nature. I like horse racing names. That's really cool. Because there are some really cool names that end up
coming. Right, and everybody's like, oh, that's pretty clever. It's like I like a good Seinfeld reference as much as the next guy. Now, experts on horses, I got no problem with them being experts. Like, they know. Like, I watched, Linnell's Pancreas run the race at Abbey. And I watched the Metal Chris's Barber at whatever event they did. So they know, and I'm not accusing them of not knowing.
No.
It's the tourist that stops by and is like, I think the horse that's 2-1's going to win. You don't know anything and shut your mouth. This is a great one. Shane in Tennessee. Shane, what do you got? Random sporting event.
What's up, Shane?
Chess, my friends. Yep. Hey, Commander, look, it's got to be chess for me. You know what? For that last caller, I just got to say one thing. Go, Lady Volunteers. Got to throw them out there. My girls are looking good. But that's chess. I mean, chess has got to be. It's the most underrated, the most strategy game there is. I love chess. My 4.5-year-old son loves chess.
Yep.
He's actually very good at chess.
Wait, you said and your 4.5-year-old?
Yeah. So every once in a while, you'll find a kid that I like this. What's this? And they become obsessed with it, and they're
four
nasty.
Languages
yes.
Too. My son speaks 4 languages, too. And he's 4.5, and he's 4'3", 84 pounds, and he's 4.5. So he's a big kid. But it's chess. I love chess. I love sitting there watching the match. And especially when you're watching real chess players play, like your grandmasters, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Sit down and watch one of those events, and you tell me how stressful these guys are looking right now. And the one move they can make or break, not just that match, but the rest of their career. I mean, that's insane how insane it is. At 24 years old, you can be washed up as a grandmaster. It's an insane sport, and I love it. So that's mine.
Love it, Shane. Wow. Appreciate you.
That's awesome.
So if you've watched the Queen's Gambit, which, by the way, is a 10. A 10 out of 10, Ms. Davies. I give it a 10.
Okay.
Such a good show on Netflix. All right. That kind of made chess sexy and like nobody was really thinking about chess on a daily basis. I'm telling you, Shane's got a point. Now, I'm not saying, you YouTube the next, whatever, Sweden's World Classic or something. I don't even know any of the tournaments. But I'm telling you, you watch these high level people play where they're studying the board, they make a move, and they smack that clock, which means your seconds are evaporating. Every second you take is a second you don't have anymore. And if you run out of time, you're done.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the end. So you make a move. Now it's my turn. And you win
it's
or
pressure
lose.
Packed.
You win or lose points based on what's happening. Your rating is your life. Right? So if you were a 1600 and you lose to a 1275, maybe you didn't sleep well. Maybe your travel wasn't awesome. Maybe you had an off day. He did a gambit you weren't expecting. And you lose so many points.
Yeah.
And your rep is shot. That Linnell used to be something. And now, to Shane's point, he's 24. Oh, I don't know if he's ever coming back. Like, it's a different world, dude. Again, I'm not sitting there telling you I'm like...
I hear it,
I'm like rook to Queen's third.
I wonder if other people feel how I do. The way that I consume chess is in, like, random cutaways in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the only chess I'll get.
Right.
Is that. But that's interesting.
I learned pretty early. So I went to a school with a whole bunch of smart kids. I wasn't that good at chess, and they were. I learned that. So I was like, maybe I'll choose a different game.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can hit this baseball coming my way. Steven in Tacoma Park. Random sporting event you get into.
What's up, Steve?
Commander Danny, what it is.
Hey, Bodding.
Every 4 years, I am all in on Olympic figure skating, whether it's men or women. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You hear the backstories. They're either 14 and on their first Olympic big stage and have been preparing for this at 8, or they're 26 and they've lived the dream until this. Doesn't matter if they're men or women, you hear the backstories, and then you see them go out on the ice, and they do these amazing things that we have no idea how they can even do these things. But we look at it, and we're like, oh, that's so easy. How come they couldn't hit that? And we have no idea
right.
how much time, preparation, and discipline it takes to do those things. And every 4 years, and you have such that small window to be able to compete on the highest level.
Yeah, it's a two-minute routine for 4 years. Yep, and that's all you get. Steven, that's a great one, by the way. So I can't do it because I can't do sports that are judged. Those drive me crazy. But to his point, the skill involved is undeniable.
It's ridiculous.
So I can imagine Steven hanging out, you know, with his wife on the couch, and he's like, here comes the triple sow cow. It's one of her elements. Nailed it. She got it. She did it. Like, he'll know.
Like, he knows it. Yeah,
he's
right.
She's got a Lutz here. It's tricky because she has to skate backwards first. Or these are one of the required elements. That world is unbelievable.
No, it is. They're freakazoid athletes. And I think the Olympics as a whole has a bunch of different sports like that where you just tune in. Metal Chris put me onto it this past summer. Breakdancing.
Mm.
Every time I see him, I have to bring it up because it's crazy to me. Breakdancing is going to be a thing. Sooner rather than later. Not the Dolphins either. I call the Dolphins breakdancers because they're a soft football team.
This is probably my favorite thing that you do is you go I'm right there with you. Breakdancing, that's pretty cool. Here's this big haymaker that I have a nickname for a group of people or a person or something, and I'm just not ready for. It's that I thought I had defended all the different punches and I was ready to counter.
Then I get
and
you.
And I looked away. And it's tiger uppercut right to the chin. I was not ready. We could explore that, but we're doing a different topic. But that's interesting. You see what I'm saying? The Dolphins are breakdancers. Nate in D.C., random sport you like.
What's up, Nate?
Danny Lunu, what up, fellas?
How about it?
Going on, bro?
I'm telling my age on this one, but one that I started secretly getting into is darts. It's weird because it's like, I didn't even know it was a sport two, 3 years ago. And they have this little announcer. They always try to use a British guy or something. People are like,
always.
180, and all of that. It's weird, but it's interesting to watch. So, that's a sneaky one.
I've caught that. I appreciate you. I never know when it's on, but I'll somehow the algorithm will give me a couple highlights here and there where just these guys are going nuts. Where I saw it, There are these two Australian dudes.
Okay.
I think they're Shep mates. I think it's what they're called. They're twin brothers. They look exactly the same, and they do lip syncing to various sports announcer calls from around the world.
Okay.
And so their reactions, kind of the way they do it, are hysterical. And so they'll have a side by side of them, and then the live actual event or whatever it is. And so they're doing it. Some of them are Australian rules football. One, there was an Indian cricket match, which is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I love watching that too.
But funny. But they did one for darts, and where this crazy back and forth is happening, where it's like he's up by 20, he's up by 40. Oh, it's a remarkable performance. And the next guy comes back and goes, he's half the deficit. And you don't even know what's going on, but all they're doing is hitting triple 20s and then the bullseyes. Then it's a triple 17. Boom, 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 boom. And nobody misses for 17 straight shots. And these guys are just losing going their crazy. Minds about it. And it's perfect. And I'm like, I don't even know what this is.
So is darts a pro sport? Does it get televised?
Great question.
Nate, tweet at me with that,
yes.
Nate.
That's a great question.
That's interesting. The other thing, bowling. Bowling, one of those sports too.
Bowling.
I know the old, who do you think you are? I am.
PDW. Let's go, Steven Manassas. Random sport you're going to do.
Hey, how about the spelling bee? If we're doing chess with the four-year-old that's 4'9", 200 pounds, then we got to do the spelling bee.
The spelling bee. Every year. Now, it's not for me. And the biggest reason it's not for me is because I wasn't good at it. Brian Regan, one of the funniest comics of all time, has an unbelievably good joke about the spelling bee from when he was a kid. But I just kind of can't with it. But I get it. Because you're talking about the intensity.
Right.
Where it's silent. Can I stall for more time, please? Yes. What's the country of origin? What's the
questions are my favorite part, honestly.
Yeah. Your word is, I don't know, I can't think of an appropriate one. Your word is a Siakam, Pascal Siakam. He's using a sentence. Yeah, your word is Siakam. Come on, dude. Right. Quit stalling. Spell it. And then you're sitting there and you're waiting. Ding. It means you lose.
Yeah.
Everything gone.
You know what made me appreciate that? I don't know if you've seen Akilah and the Bee.
I never actually did.
Good movie.
That was it. That was like when I first had kids, and like I just never.
Akilah and the Bee got me to appreciate it, and it was. There's some skill that goes into it, and people end up making like money off of this stuff when they get older. So
get that spelling NIL.
Yeah, spelling. Wouldn't that be something?
Beltway Blitz at 4. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
G&D here on The Fan. The boys are going to do the Beltway Blitz. We will do that at 4 p.m. But you hear this music, you know that it's time for a little double play. It's driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Linnell is going to kick us off. Wait for the sound. The big voice guy, but he got
Come
you, right?
On.
You false start. We'll back it up 5 yards.
Clip
you got
me up.
It.
Clip me up. Are we going to run that back or is that not a thing?
No. Okay. See, sometimes he just shows up. Yeah.
So we've been actually going back and forth pre-show to peel the curtain back a little bit. That's like what my double play would be, because I am a sports nerd and my life is just consumed by sports.
And I think you felt pressure.
I did.
And so part of what, I'm interrupting you, and I apologize. I'm making this about myself because I haven't talked in like a minute. So that's like too much.
It's okay.
No, it's actually less than like 10 seconds. That's part of the charm of it, I think.
Yes, for sure.
Is this can be insignificant. This can be small. This doesn't have to be like, it needs to be the funniest thing or the coolest thing or the craziest thing. Just something that you went, huh, that's enough. Huh, that's enough. See what I'm saying?
So I was scrolling on the old X app, and, you know, when you follow a bunch of weird, wacky pages the way that I do, you get some random stuff. If you are a member of the Youngest in Charge movement, you understand and you know this page probably, because you probably follow it if you're local. It's called DMV Hoods and News. And normally they post like cool stuff from the area. Like there was Bradley Beal a couple of years ago was in a local convenience store in D.C. and a local rapper was there and they took a picture and it made that. What I saw today on DMV Hoods and News, they actually aggregated a story from South Carolina. It was this guy. And I know the 100 guys versus a gorilla thing was a bit for about a month. He single-handedly killed a coyote that he had gotten attacked by in the forest. And I thought it was pretty cool. So that's, does that qualify?
Yes, it does. Okay, so what happened? So he...
Yeah, so he tells, he was a great storyteller. Uh-huh. And I think that's what got me so intrigued by it. Basically, he said he thought something was following him. He's on a walk.
And he was correct, it turns out.
He was correct. He turns around. It's the coyote. He's saying he has like a stare down with him. It jumped at him, and he tried to kick it. That happened twice. He fell the second time. Next time the coyote jumps at him, he's on the ground. So imagine how scary that is.
That's terrifying.
You're one-on-one with a coyote. That's scary enough. Then you're in like a compromising position where you're on your back. He catches the coyote. This is allegedly in his story. Catches the coyote by its neck when it jumps at him while he's on the ground. And he, like, used his momentum to, like, get on top of it. And it's a coyote, so, like, I don't know if getting on top of it is the smartest thing. And he choked the thing out. And I thought, damn, what would I do if I was in that situation? You don't know this about me, Danny. I am scary about a lot of things. Scared of a lot of things.
Yeah, same.
In this building, I use the elevator, but only because it goes up to the second floor. If we were any higher, I would take the stairs. I don't like elevators. I don't like escalators. I don't get on roller coasters. I feel like there are more natural ways to pass and leave the earth. Not to get morbid here.
Yeah.
But like, so thinking about a coyote and fighting an animal, I don't like dogs.
So the first stage of fighting the animal, I think as human beings, I think are instinctively going, I don't want to get injured.
Yes.
Right? Because what are you thinking of immediately, right away? You're thinking of that coyote fight. It's that I'll put my arm up and they'll bite.
It's gone.
Bite the arm. That's what people, I think, at first are afraid of. And then once it escalates enough, then you're going, and I'm speaking from my coyote fighting experience, but then you escalate it, and you're like, okay, now I realize it's a survival thing. The people that do well in this once-in-a-billion-years kind of phenomenon of a coyote just following a dude and attacking him, I think recognize right away the stakes.
I gotta live.
Yeah, so it's not a, like, oh, I'll kick him and he goes away, or I'll get big and scary and hiss at him and maybe he'll leave. This is it right now. Does that make sense?
Don't die.
So by the time a normal person like me be like, oh, I hope he doesn't bite me. No. You're already in it. It's now like you're going to be wounded. You're going to have something terrible happen to you. And again, I'm not being flippant about this. Like, this is real life. This is life or death. If you can recognize that it's life or death more quickly, I think you can do better. That's based on nothing but my own having read two or three stories.
It makes sense, though. Your survival instincts kick in, and then, survival of the fittest, and hopefully you're more fit.
Yeah, so, like, at first you're going, like, I hope I don't get a cut.
Yeah.
Like, we're afraid of pain almost as much or more as we're afraid of having it be the end.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. You need to skip to the end part, right? And try to fend that off, knowing that you might get battered and bloodied.
It's crazy, though, because... I guess I can't ask you that. What would you do in that situation, Danny? Well,
I'd be pummeled. Yeah. I bet you the coyote gets me.
I'm about to say, it's crazy. You would be surprised, though, what you can do and what type of strength and speed you have when your ass is on the line. That's the difference for me.
My only comeback to that is if anytime nature's like, okay, you, it's your turn.
Yeah.
That's it. Coyote, bear, whatever it is. Linnell? Good job on the double play.
Thank you.
It spawned some conversation.
Here we go.
You and I, a little back and forth.
Love it.
Huh?
That's how you do it.
Well done. Chris, hit that sounder for my double play, please. Last of Us Season 2 wrapped up after 7 episodes. Left on a cliffhanger. No spoilers. If you haven't seen it, you should. This season left me a little unfulfilled. I was really curious how they would handle a lot of things. And Linnell, this is going right past you, Matrix style. This is over your head. You can take a timeout. Based on the incredible series of video games, this Season 2 was much bigger in a way than Season 1, or Game 2 was bigger than Game Number 1. Just because there's more, the story, the setting, the surroundings, and everything. This was always going to be multiple parts. And I think in order to do this, I think the producers and the showrunners have said, we probably need a third and a fourth season to adequately do it. So I hope they get it to kind of see this thing through. So Season 2 was always going to leave people unsatisfied. But there were a couple narrative choices, a couple things that happened where I'm going, that felt like an unforced error to me. And it's really, really hard. I think people underestimate this. It's super hard when there's beloved source material already, aka we already have the book, or in this case, we already have this video game that plays like, frankly, a great show. And that's the beauty of these games, is you feel good and bad and happy and sad and angry and frustrated. And this, again, it's a video game that's able to move you to these kinds of emotions. It's one of the great stories ever told, period. It's amazing. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. If you haven't played either of the games, I would stop what you're doing and do so. The Last of Us Part 1 and 2, both fantastic, unbelievable, both in terms of playability, the game itself, and the narrative telling. So Season 2 cuts off after 7 episodes, kind of both furthering our characters and also trying to set up the chessboard for everything that's happening and has happened. Leaves you on the edge with a cliffhanger. It just never quite felt right. Like, I think Season 1 is a masterpiece. Season 2, fine. Overall, probably a 6.5, if I'm feeling generous, 7 carbohydrates out of 10. I think Season 1 is a 9.5. Season 1, I think, is fantastic. Season 2, a little bit frustrated by it. But that was always going to, you're always going to feel frustrated when you leave on a cliffhanger and you don't know when you're coming back, if at all. Because, you know, you get the plug pulled. You never know with these kinds of things. But overall, a little bit disappointed there. And, okay. And at times where it's, you're rushing and taking your time, that's hard. You know what I mean?
Do you know if a Season 3 is in the works?
I think a Season 3 is happening.
Okay.
I think that's already booked. But I could be wrong. Again, maybe I know the numbers for this past weekend, at least initially, were low, but it's Memorial Day weekend, so you're not going to get the same numbers. I mean, on average, with Season 1, over all the platforms, because HBO is, you know, it's its own mobile thing.
Max.
Over the air, watching within the first week of a show's airing, they were getting 30-some million viewers for this thing.
Okay.
But live on Sunday night, they would get about 5, right? So that number really jumps when people watch it on their terms. That's kind of what you pay for.
Right.
So this was sub-5 for this finale. I think it'll probably be in the 20s, but it's not what it was. So who knows if it's too expensive or something that goes away. But overall, 6.5, maybe 7, if I'm feeling generous, carbohydrates out of 10. But still, the show is amazing. The games are even better. Double play. We do that every day. The other thing we do every day is the Beltway Blitz. We will spin you around DC sports, what's going on, and make you updated, make you sound cool, smart, and sophisticated at the water cooler if you ever go into the office. The office, by the way, is a place where people gather, and a lot of times they'll do what's called work. Not something we're used to around these parts. But Beltway Blitz is next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.